Stand-up comics on the Death Star? Stand-up comics on the Death Star. Coming up now on this episode of So Bad It's... Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the So Bad It's podcast, a show where we discuss a lot of pop culture stuff, mostly pop culture stuff, some things from our youth that we remember fondly, and when we look back on it now with older, wiser eyes, maybe don't quite measure up the way they once did, but hopefully they still hold some kind of appeal. For this week's episode, we are kind of wrapping up a little something that started two episodes ago and was a two-parter, so if you haven't caught those, I do encourage you to check those out. You can follow us on iTunes, and you can always follow along on Twitter as well, at SoBadCast, where myself, Peter Charbonneau, one half of your host, along with John Zemsky, take you through our weird, wacky world. And so we did a bunch of Q&As for just random questions that had come to my mind and had a bit of discussion about it that went on for two episodes. And as we were winding down, we kind of hit upon a subject of the Death Star from Star Wars, and more specifically, being a stand-up comic on the Death Star. And, I mean, when you look at it, it's a giant military base. And we imagine, much like a lot of military bases here in the real world, they would have a touring circuit of entertainment that might appear and kind of regale the troops and the Imperial officers and stormtroopers with some of the top flight comedy going on throughout the galaxy. So that got us thinking of what that might sound like, appear like. And this is a kind of a rudimentary start. This is really kind of us talking through it. This might be something we explore more in the future. But anyway, you know, you can imagine a stormtrooper kind of walking the halls, very sparse, very clean, not a lot to look at. You know, the Death Star is kind of, it's not the most exciting place to work, we would imagine. You know, there's a lot of kind of guarding tractor beams and staring off endlessly into those giant chasms. So along comes your USO type comic. And being the Empire, kind of very strict and regimented, we're guessing there's not too many alt comics or edgy comics that are going to be appearing on the Death Star. It's going to be your Bob Hope, you know, Catskills, Borscht Belt type comedy that, plays it safe, but also tries to get a couple of laughs. Really, in all essence, a total disaster. So with that, we now take you live to the Death Star, where John and I have our discussion on stand-up comedy, Star Wars, and the most fearsome super weapon in the universe. Let's take it away.
517 to scanner control. 517 to scanner control. Fishing that new PT-16? Yeah, something up here. I've been telling you about it.
Would you rather be a stormtrooper or a stormtripper?
Oh my god.
I'm talking like a stormtrooper being like Jack Tripper.
Yeah, I know.
Stormtrooper.
Yeah, I knew what you were saying.
Okay.
There is a scene in Three's Company where Jack goes to a party with Janet. He agrees to be her date, and he is afraid of flying, so he has to throw down some serious tranquilizers just to get on the plane. And then he gets to the party on this island with this, like, super rich dude, because it's, like, this, like, beautiful, like, you know, ocean mansion. And he starts throwing down some drinks, right? and he just goes off, and it is just, it's just everything that I love about John Ritter, who's one of my favorite actors of all time. I'm saying Stormtrooper because I picture that scene, John Ritter going so off that he could have tripped up like easily 8 to 10 stormtroopers in that scene and still come up shaking the margarita shakers with the, you know, the plant on his head. I mean, just without a doubt.
Plus, I mean, you know, the Death Star seemed like it was kind of devoid of a lot of humor. You needed someone to liven the place up.
Don't you think, though, Pete, like if you want to consider the Death Star, which we should, I mean, we're living in dark times right now.
I do consider the Death Star. Maybe a close personal friend.
We're living in dark times right now. If one of these companies, like, you know, Elon Musk and whatnot, they're coming up with these, like, trips to the moon and trips to Mars and all this shit. If they could come up with a Death Star like cruise, you know what I mean? I mean, you would have comedians and people of you know, of different entertainment backgrounds. Like, there had to be in one of those quadrants, there had to be 10 to 15 entertainers, right?
So you're saying like the Bob Hope of Star Wars universe has got to pay a visit to visit the troops on the Death Star.
Right. What I'm saying is,
hey, how you doing?
Yes. It's dark up there, and whether or not they have that weird floating needle thing like right at his neck, they got entertainment on that ship. They just do. Darth Vader is kind of an eccentric dude, man. He is not traveling on that thing for that amount of time with no women, by the way, without some solid entertainment.
And who do you think was in charge of activities on a Death Star? That had to be a tough gig.
Probably the guy he choked out.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. It's like, you know, give me a little hoochie coo here or something on the ship.
A little hoochie coo mama.
Yeah, I need something. I mean, you know.
What, do you want to be a ham?
Yeah. Are you going, I mean, do you want magic or do you want, you can't go magic, right? Because everybody's forcing shit all over the place. So magic's
not going to press magic anyone. I don't think is going to cut it, because then Darth Vader just pops in and, you know, one-ups everyone.
The weird thing is, I picture like kind of a Mel Brooks guy, which I know, you know, he spoofed the movie. But I kind of picture somebody like him, like a short Jewish guy just kind of throwing down with, like, you know what I mean? Like wearing something completely unrelated, like the toga from that Mel Brooks wears in History of the World. Like just, you know, because what else could there have been? Would there have been Rebels on Ice? Like, and then everybody just gets a shot at him. Like, what would the entertainment have been like?
I mean, I think if you're hiring someone to do, you know, 45 minutes to an hour's worth of material about the Death Star, I think that stuff just kind of writes itself.
You think so?
Yeah.
Although they're on the Death Star, so they're writing more, you know, they're cracking more jokes about the other side. You know what I mean?
Hey, so great,
you
get more. Great to be here on the Death Star, and I just got to say, someone got a force choke to get a promotion around here, huh?
What, you're gonna have some Tatooine jokes. You're gonna have some.
Let me tell you, traveling around with troops here. I got a little drunk the other night and woke up. wasn't expecting to, but I got a Tatooine on my left butt cheek.
I love it. I love it. You have to have some.
Hold over, third straight week. Yakov Smirnoff on the Death Star. Oh, what an empire.
Well, it's this. They don't exactly have really good, laundry services on the Death Star, as exhibited by my really starchy shirt. Talk about a TIE fighter. Hey-o! You know, see,
tough crowd, I'd say. Tough crowd. You guys don't start laughing. I'm going to start labeling you guys the Star Destroyers.
Yeah.
Seriously, great crowd here tonight. All right.
There's nothing I like better than an X-Wing who's had its top shot off, you know what I mean? When an X-Wing goes topless, that's more X-rated, if you know what I mean. It's just ridiculous, because there would have to be. I mean, that, you know, they talked about it on, just one of my favorite movies of all time. Kevin Smith's, it's coming to me. It's been a long day, but,
Mice and Men.
No, his first movie.
Casablanca.
Yes, where they just constantly talk about Star Wars and the whole idea of the job of keeping building up the Death Star as being like a union job. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, it's a real place with real people. It's real. Hang on just a second, because I'm going to whisper this. It's real people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
real lives at stake.
It's real lives. Be choking out everybody. You know, can you imagine coming up there doing some stand-up comedy and being like, I mean, I just missed one joke and I am choked the fuck out. They just choke you out. And it's not even like face-to-face or they're pulling you off with a cane. I mean, it's just from a distance. Fifth mm-hmm. row, Vader, you know, second
Vader
row.
Vader just
row.
Like levitates you and like yeah. brings you to his you know, hand to choke you out.
Absolutely. What's that?
It's supposed to be state-of-the-art ventilation system in here. Look at this guy off in the corner. He's wheezing like a... like, I don't know what.
Well, what's the show in Vegas where, like, everybody flips upside down and swings from the rafters and all that? I forget the name of it, but, I mean, I could see...
Cirque du Soleil Moonfry.
Yes, I could see something like that on the Death Star. You know what I mean? It's not good enough. Like, we already got, like, a creature in the garbage, you know, dump, and we could throw somebody in there and see them eating, but we need something where people are flying and flipping around, and, you know, I guess it would have a Jedi, you know, component to it where it was just a little over the top, but yeah. I mean, without a doubt, I think Vader is calling, because I'm trying to think like what Trump's going to call for, and it's going to be stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be just, you know, because everything's overrated. You know, Hamilton is overrated. The best actors and actresses in the world are overrated. We need yeah. something where people fly. And if you can't fly, and we will just stand you up on the edge of a building. Well, then after you pancake and die and are splat to the sidewalk, we pick you up and we, you know, we do something to you because you couldn't fly. Choke you out after you've already died. I mean, that's I think that's important. I think you need good entertainment.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't. People need entertainment. They need releases.
Do you think on the Death Star, like, if there were musicians, they would be like the musicians that were in the
Titanic?
No. It's kind of, I mean, it makes, all right, well, time out now. That makes sense. If the Death Star is going to be blowing up, I mean, do we have first, second, and third class where it's like, yeah, I'm out of here. I'm out. I got a pod. But you just.
Well, I mean, I guess ultimately it's a military base. So, but, you know, who's to say that, you know, the galactic version of the USO isn't showing up?
This is true. This is true. So, I don't have an answer to whatever the question was, but I think it's very important that we review all these things and we, you know, we learn from the mistakes of science fiction that never happened.
Yes, which I think we've done.
Yeah, absolutely. And please join us next time for another episode of So Bad It's, where we talk things that are so bad that they're great, or just really just so bad. And it's okay. It'll be okay.
And that's great.
Yeah.